This is Senator Al Simpson. Secretary of Defense Dick Cheney did exactly what he had to do when he fired Air Force Chief of Staff Mike Dugan. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, it's most unfortunate when someone as dedicated to his country as General Dugan makes a fatal blunder. But the Secretary was dead right. Dugan's ill-considered remarks about U.S. military strategy in the Middle East should not have been blabbed over every front page in America. Dugan knew he was playing with dynamite when he gave detailed information about classified operations to reporters who traveled within the Middle East, a trip he now knows he should have made all by his lonesome. Ted, President Bush agreed that Dugan should be removed, but left that final decision in Cheney's hands. I stand right with my old friend Dick on this one. The lives of our American men and women stationed in the Middle East are ever more important than grabbing a dramatic headline in the Washington Post.
Al, when I saw the newspaper story on General Dugan, my first reaction was that President Bush is sending a blunt message to Saddam Hussein. My second reaction was that couldn't be true. I have my differences with President Bush, but it's hard to believe his Persian Gulf battle plan includes carpet bombing of Baghdad. If we do go to war, we're certainly not going to try to maximize casualties among Iraqi civilians. As President Bush told the Iraqi people on TV, our quarrel's not with them. It's with the aggression of their dictator. We can't defeat him by adopting his ruthless tactics. As we learned right away, General Dugan was not stating U.S. policy at all. He was off the reservation and was sacked for loose talk. The Dugan flap may have a silver lining as a wake-up call on what might lie ahead. This isn't Grenada or Panama, Al. Let's hope the embargo works. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the Pentagon's latest brainstorm, a slush fund in the Middle East. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.